Now, our next item, entitled Building Cars for the Future, a Partnership that Includes the Blind, is being presented by Robert Strasburger, who is Vice President of Vehicle Safety and Harmonization of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers in Washington, D.C. I should say that when we began this effort, we knew that there were many organizations that might find the discussion of interest. We did not know as much about the Alliance, and we certainly had not learned about Robert Strasburger. He has considered seriously what we've said. He responded eagerly to the invitation to come to be with us at this convention. Here is Robert Strasburger.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer, for that kind introduction. I am honored to have been invited to appear here today. As a result of working with your staff beginning earlier this year, I have been looking forward to speaking today. To all of you in attendance here, I can testify based on direct experience. The staff of the NFB are very effective and tireless advocates on your behalf. But then, after participating in this morning's March for Independence, I suspect you already knew that firsthand. What a powerful morning. The Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers is a trade association comprised of 10 car and light truck manufacturers. Our members are, in alphabetical order, so none is slighted, BMW, Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Mitsubishi, Porsche, Toyota, and Volkswagen. Collectively, we represent nearly 80% of light vehicle sales in the United States. Ours is a high-tech industry that uses cutting-edge technology to put people first. In fact, automakers invest more in research and development than any other industry. More than the pharmaceutical industry, more than the computers industry, more than anyone. According to the National Science Foundation, in 2005 alone, automakers invested $40 billion, roughly $2,400 for every car and light truck sold in the U.S. that year. Automakers lead legislative and regulatory initiatives with the invention, development, and implementation of advanced technologies focused upon safety improvements. Consider, for the example, the installation of side curtain airbags, or adaptive speed control, or lane departure warning systems, electronic stability control systems, and automatic post-collision notification to emergency responders. The list could go on. All of these technologies are voluntarily installed by automakers on their own initiative. Advancing motor vehicle safety is a public health challenge, one that we are addressing daily. Motor vehicle crashes result in a human toll and in direct economic loss. This is why we work to improve safety. In every respect, it is in the interest of the industry and society to reduce these losses. As with any public health challenge, it is essential to base policy and improvement initiatives on good scientific understandings of the cause and pathology of the specific concerns. One such challenge is that of quiet cars, or the concern that some cars and trucks do not emit sufficient sound at low speeds to allow the blind and other road users to navigate safely. Worldwide, over the last 30 years, cars and trucks have become quieter because society and our customers have demanded it. And this trend is likely to continue with the march towards electrification of the automobile that is being driven by heightened demand for greater fuel economy performance and lower greenhouse gas emissions. Just last week, the global marketing information services company, J.D. Power and Associates, released its latest automotive emerging technology study for the United States. Among its findings, nearly 50% of consumers are definitely interested in having a hybrid electric technology in their next new vehicle. This may be reflective not only of rising gas prices, but a heightened effort among consumers to be more environmentally conscious. Foreseeing this, and frankly with your prodding, a little over a year ago, the Alliance asked the Society of Automotive Engineers to address the quiet car concerns. In a few minutes, you'll hear more from Dan Selke about the SAE's effort. More recently, however, Dr. Maurer challenged the Alliance to become more directly involved. In March of this year, he asked that the Alliance work with the NFB to develop a minimum sound standard for cars and light trucks. We have accepted his challenge, and we are now working with the NFB the SAE, and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to define the research needed to develop a minimum sound standard. As a first step, with the help of the SAE, we are developing the test procedure needed to measure the sound emissions from motor vehicles operating at low speeds. We know what these emissions are at higher speeds and during acceleration, but we don't know what they are at lower speeds. We also know that running noise is emitted from multiple vehicle subsystems, the tires, the drivetrain, the cooling system, the exhaust system, and the engine. But we don't know which of these dominate at low speeds, or frankly, even what we mean by low speed. Our research and testing using the test procedure now under development by the SAE will help our understanding of the problem and what we might be able to do to mitigate it. We are also in the process of identifying those vehicles that should be tested. Of course, it makes sense to test available hybrid electric vehicles as well as their gasoline engine twins. But it also probably makes sense to test smaller vehicles, which are likely to become more common in the future because of fuel economy considerations, as well as luxury sedans, which are inherently quiet. Ultimately, we will need to ensure that the vehicles to be tested are representative of the roughly 1,300 model type, engine type, drivetrain, tire combinations that currently are available. Our hope is to begin pilot testing yet this year to help the SAE shake down its test procedure to make sure that it generates the data needed to make rigorous, science-based decisions concerning how best to ensure the sufficient sound cues are provided to pedestrians. The testing to be conducted is some of the most complex that the industry performs, and it will involve the use of high-tech acoustical research and design facilities costing hundreds of millions of dollars, the same facilities that we used to minimize sound from vehicles in the first place. Once we have a final test procedure, it will then be possible to characterize the noise emissions from the current fleet of vehicles, which then will allow identification of the vehicles and the operating scenarios that may provide insufficient audio cues to pedestrians. Once this is completed, it will then be possible to make appropriate public policy choices, identify potential solutions, and evaluate these solutions as to their effectiveness. So where are we exactly in the process? Well, for one thing, we now have all the right parties working together, the NFB, automakers, the SAE, and the federal government. We are already working to implement the study required by the legislation that has been introduced by Representative Towns. More specifically, we are in the research and invention phase. This phase precedes the normal production vehicle development process during which any potential countermeasures that might be identified through our research may be integrated into new vehicles. In conclusion, it is the Alliance's vision to enrich society through sustainable mobility. Motor vehicle safety is a shared responsibility among government, consumers, and automakers, and we are committed to working with our safety partners, including the NFB, to address the concerns with hybrid electric vehicles and other quiet cars. We can work together. We are working together to maintain the independence of the blind, as well as to provide safe mobility for all vulnerable road users. The good news is research is now underway to address this issue. At the conclusion of this collaborative effort, the Alliance hopes that we will have identified a national, if not international, resolution to the quiet car concern that encourages innovation, is technology neutral, is effective as well as cost effective, and which balances potential ambient noise concerns of the general public with your need for safe mobility and the independence to which you are entitled. Frankly, I hope to be invited back next year to take part in the report on the progress that we've made together. This morning I heard the chant, "Who are we? We're the NFB." Your spirit is infectious. Let me introduce myself. I represent the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, and working together, we are driving innovation. Thank you very much for listening.
Well, now, Mr. Strasburger, let me just say to you, you've got yourself a deal. You're invited back next year. This implies that progress will be made. We'll work on it. You'll work on it. We'll work on it together. We'll ask Congressman Towns to help us, and we'll get him to get the folks over at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to participate. And I expect there will be progress. I'm looking forward to your report in 2009.